Some of these pilots will be returned to Germany when the armistice is signed and will then join the battle against Britain. The German tanks move swiftly through the towns and villages of northern France. Valiantly, the French try to slow the German advance. The Germans crush any pockets of resistance. The Germans have reached the English Channel. Hitler's strategy of the sickle cut has worked. The British Expeditionary Force, the Belgian Army, and the French armed forces are encircled. The Belgian King surrenders, along with his army. The British Expeditionary Force withdraws towards the coast, leading to the final collapse of the Allied armies. In Paris, the French Prime Minister, Paul Renault, dismisses Gamelin and finds a new saviour, General Weygand, 72 years old, one of the artisans of the Allied victory in 1918. To bolster morale, Renault names another World War I hero as Vice Premier, 84-year-old Marshal Pétain, who will soon turn his back on Renault's policies. Weygand has no choice. He too is forced to order a full retreat towards Dunkirk. Hitler lets them go. A gesture of clemency towards Great Britain? Is he still hoping for a separate peace? Or has Goering assured him that his air force is capable of preventing an evacuation? 400,000 men cram the beach, helpless and in disarray. They have one last chance to escape over the sea. Churchill orders any vessel that can float to go and get them. On the outskirts of Dunkirk, the French hold back the Germans, suffering heavy losses. Goering sends out the Luftwaffe's Stukas and bombers.